I felt like in the presence of great friends who knew me and knew God, they could speak truth over my life.
It's true. Community is so important in maintaining your spiritual life. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Bianca Althoff knows how vital this really is. She joins us today on Making Your Life Count.
I feel like so many of us do life alone. We don't want to invite people into those dark or scary or conversations where we're maybe doubting God or his goodness to keep up the facade that everything's okay. But I found that when I was honest with where I was, I felt like I was Naomi in the book of Ruth, where she said, "Don't call me Naomi," which means sweet and pleasant. "Call me Mara," which is bitter. I feel like I was just angry, but I felt like in the presence of great friends who knew me and knew God, they could speak truth over my life.
And there are many ways God can use a community of friends to care for and encourage you.
They could remind me of the promises of God. They could stand with me until God's faithfulness is found. And don't let the Israelites in their desert journey, they were led through a pillar of fire, again, God's presence, but they let their forgetfulness affect their faithfulness. And we too, in those desert seasons, are prone to fall suspect of saying, "Where is God?" The same God that delivered the Israelites out of slavery, the same God has delivered us from our spiritual slavery, is the same God that's going to keep his promise and take us to this proverbial promised land. Now, for the Israelites, it was a literal promised land. But for us, that promised land is the fullness of God. It's not the perfect land. It's the promised land. God, who are you shaping us and refining us to be? That's what I'm obsessed with.
So what about you? How is God leading you to follow his plan and purpose for your life? Tell us your story and find encouragement from other people's stories at MakingYourLifeCount.com.